Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May Dash. That's Dash, that one line down the center. May-212011.com. That's May 21, 2011.com, with another study in our series on Daniel chapter 8. Today we're going to cover verse 11 after going through an introduction, which is a review of what we learned the last time in verse 10 and in verse 23 or 24. And then we'll go into verse 11 of Daniel 8, which is our new verse for today. I'll begin by reading that verse, and then we'll go into the introduction. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down, according to the authorized version of the King James Bible. As I said, before going into our study for today, which will reveal more details about the little horn, let's quickly review what we had learned in our last study of Daniel chapter 8, verses 10 and 23. It was all about the little horn, who we learned is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, the beast, the abomination of desolation, and even the son of perdition, rarely. Yes, Satan himself, the devil himself, who had been prophesied to come and did already come on May 21, 1988, contrary to the multitude of false teachers, pastors, evangelists, and prophets, to be established in the place of the true Christ and Holy Spirit as the King in the corporate Christian church, which all Christian churches, by the way, are a part of, as God's judgment against them all for his final judgment on this earth had to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Now, in our last study, we first looked at Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, which increased our understanding of this so-called little horn. There we learned that in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors had come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences stood up. The phrase, in the latter time of their kingdom, we learned pointed to the latter days, or that time of the final days, which began on May 21, 1988, when the transgressions or sins of the Christian church and the world had come to the full maximum limit of what God would any longer tolerate before beginning his final judgment, first at the house of God, and then on the whole world. It was at that time when a king of fierce countenance, which we had learned meant a king of strong or powerful spiritual presence, stood up. That is, was established in the corporate Christian church. That king, of course, is the little horn who, as we already stated, is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, the beast, and the abomination of desolation, Satan himself, who was then given rule in the Christian church to begin God's judgment and the great tribulation at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And that this little horn was said to be understanding dark sentences, we had learned, means he understands the difficult to understand parables and so deeper truths of the Bible, which has allowed him to be the ultimate and great deceiver of the whole Christian church, especially in those deeper truths of the Bible for these latter days of the end times. which we have been in ever since the church age spiritually came to an end and God's final judgment on the world began. First, at the house of God on May 21, 1988, and then expanded to include the whole world on May 21, 2011, according to the quite accurate biblical timeline of history. From there, we proceeded to look at verse 10 of Daniel 8, where we read, "And it, the little horn, waxed great, even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them." Where we read, "And it, the little horn, waxed great, even to the host of heaven," we discovered meant that this little horn, who is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, became great to the degree and the place of the very true people or armies of God, that is the host of heaven, in the corporate Christian church. Which means the devil became great as the king, verse 23, of the whole Christian church, to take the place of the Holy Spirit, who left the Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988, for judgment had to begin at the house of God. Furthermore, we read, "And it," that is the little horn, "cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them." We found meant that this little horn, the counterfeit Christ and Antichrist, also called the man of sin, the beast, and the abomination of desolation, the very devil himself spiritually killed, that is silenced, overcame and cast down some of God's true people, that is some of the host, even of the stars, to the earth, the verse says. That is, the devil cast down God's true people in the Christian churches during the great tribulation of God's final judgment on his church that began on May 21, 1988 and ended on May 21, 2011 when the many days of Judgment Day began. Ever since then, God continues to bring his judgment against the whole corporate Christian church. But he has expanded that judgment to include the whole world as well, with no more possibility for true salvation anywhere any longer possible. Not anywhere in the whole Christian church, nor in the whole world. Yes, and so far as God and eternity are concerned, the end already came on May 21, 2011. Because all the remnant who would ever live eternally in the new heaven and earth were already by then set in stone. That is Jesus Christ. All the billions of the rest, both in the graves and still in this world, will be brought forth on the last day to be cast into the lake of fire forever, which will be when the heavens shall pass away with a great noise and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12. Well, with that being a quick review of our last study, let's move on to today's study of Revelation, or I should say Daniel 8, verse 11. Where we read, "Yea, he," that is the little horn, magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Where the first part of this verse says, yea, he, the little horn, magnified himself even to the prince of the host, it means that this little horn magnified himself, meaning he made himself great, even to, that is to the degree and place of, the prince of the host. And spiritually, who is the prince of the host? That is the chief of the armies, or true people of God? The answer to this question is so easy for most, I'm not going to waste any time on it. All of us who were saved by May 21, 2011, already know that the prince of the armies, that is the true people of God, is Jesus Christ. Of course, if you can only see the literal or old covenant meaning or application of these verses, like far too many so-called Christians can only see because they have not the Spirit of God, or they have been taught incorrectly, and so are unable to perceive the literal history of the Old Testament was but only a type or foreshadow. That is what we have come to call a historical parable of things that would take place in the new covenant. Then you might be satisfied thinking that the prince of the host in this verse only refers to the old covenant Yahweh, and that the host of Yahweh only refers to the ancient Israelites in and around Jerusalem during the 2nd century B.C., But ever since our last study, we have moved on from any longer focusing on the earthly type or foreshadow of childish things onto maturity, to see the heavenly mature things. The ultimate spiritual meaning or application of the old covenant that is being fulfilled in the new covenant. To begin to grasp these things, one must have been born from above by the Holy Spirit in salvation through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011. And he must have learned to compare Scripture with Scripture, spiritual things with spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:13, by looking up each word, phrase, sentence, or written account of the Bible with the help of a concordance or computer program such as the online Bible, something they haven't had until these very last days. And let the Bible alone define any word, phrase, sentence, or written account therein. That is, let God himself define what he means in all his historical parables and symbolism found throughout the Bible by comparing Scripture with Scripture and looking for the spiritual meaning. That's the one that applies to us today as interpreted by God himself, the Word of God. If all you ever do is just read the Bible like any other book, you are likely still at the elementary school level or below that even in Bible education, which sadly is where most so-called Christians are at today who reside in the Christian churches of our day. As Hosea 4 verses 6 through 10 today speaks to all who have not departed out from the Christian church in obedience to Christ, he declares, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priest, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Oh yes, that passage did not just apply to ancient Israel, but as a whole, the nation of Israel during the Old Covenant was a foreshadow or type of the New Testament church, things that would come during the time of the New Testament church, which was to and did come in the New Covenant. Therefore, just as God physically destroyed ancient Israel, first by the Assyrians in 709 B.C., and then by the Babylonians in 587 B.C., so He has today been spiritually destroying the whole Christian church ever since the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the devil himself, was given to rule in the corporate Christian church as judgment against them, all for their sins. And this all began on May 21, 1988, and to when they were all spiritually destroyed by September 7 of 1994, when the latter rain began. And Satan has been permitted by God to continue ruling over all the Christian churches even to this very day. Why? We read in Revelation 18, verses 5 through 11. For her sins had reached unto heaven, and God had remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled, fill to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit queen and am no widow. I shall see no sorrow. And spiritually speaking, to say that she sits as a queen means she thinks she's the bride of Christ. She thinks that she will have no sorrow, that the wrath of God would not come upon her, even though it is now upon her and will continue on her until the very end. She says, I am not no widow. That is, my husband's Christ. Christ is still here in the church. Christ is my husband. He's still in the church. I am no widow. Therefore, shall her plagues come in one day. That is during the day of judgment that began on May 21, 2011. Death and mourning and famine. And she shall utterly be burned with fire. Of course, this is all spiritual language, not literal physical language like it was in the Old Testament. We have graduated to spiritual things. And for that church to receive those plagues and be destroyed with death, that means death. There's no spiritual life in the church anymore. And mourning, that means she's being destroyed. And famine, this is spiritual famine. They have the Word of God, they have the Bible, they have the pastors, they have the leaders, and they're all teaching the Word still. And they think the church age is still continuing. And they think they shall not have famine. But they have famine because the Holy Spirit is no longer in the corporate Christian church. And so they can preach and teach and think they send the gospel out all they want, but no one's going to truly be saved because the Holy Spirit's not working to save anyone. He's not in the church. So she's utterly being burned with spiritual fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her. They'll weep for her. And the kings of the earth here can be interpreted three different ways in the Bible. It could refer to the literal kings of the earth, like the kings like in the Old Testament, the literal kings and governors, or it can refer to the counterfeit Christians, the unsaved Christians that are still in the Christian churches. They are also called the kings of the earth. They're not the true kings, though. And then there's the true kings of the earth. That's the truly saved people. They're the ones who, as long as they remained in the church, committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, until God called them out, and they came out eventually, but until they did, they even committed fornication with her. But now they bewail her. They weep for her because they see her destruction. And they see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off, for the fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city." And in 1 hour, that is during the Great Tribulation period from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, for a careful study of 1 hour in the New Testament, or the word hour, refers to the Great Tribulation period. So God is saying in 1 day she is destroyed. That refers to the beginning of May 21, 2011, and which lasts for many days. And also that mighty city, that great city Babylon, she's destroyed in 1 hour. That refers to when it happened during the Great Tribulation, right before May 21, 2011. From May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, that was the Great Tribulation period. And judgment on the church actually began on May 21, 1988. But it's double judgment, as we previously read. And that double or second portion of the judgment began on May 21, 2011. "And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore." And the merchants of the earth, that's a picture of those who send the gospel out into the earth. Those who send the gospel. But nobody is becoming saved, truly saved, that is. "For no man buys their merchandise, their gospel anymore." Nobody buys the true gospel anymore. They buy the false gospels all over the place. The false Christs that are being taught and represented in the churches. But not the true gospel, because the Holy Spirit's not saving anyone anymore. They can even be preaching literally the true gospel, but the Holy Spirit's not working anymore through their words to save anybody. No one buys their merchandise because there is no more eternal salvation. Well, before we diverge too far from our verse of study, let's now return to it. Okay, we all know the Prince of the Host is Jesus Christ. But what does it mean that, yea, he, that is the little horn, magnified himself even to the Prince of the Host? In our last study of the previous verse 10, we already learned that the word translated as "to" in the sentence, "and if the little horn waxed great even to the host of heaven," meant that the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, became great even to the degree and place of the very people of God. That is, Satan became great even to rule over God's people in the corporate Christian church, which means that the devil became great even to rule over God's people in all the Christian churches worldwide. And as it was also this same word in verse 10 that was translated as "to" In the sentence of our current verse 11, yea, he, the little horn, magnified himself even to the prince of the host, it must mean that this counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, the beast, and the abomination of desolation, namely the devil himself, made himself great even to the degree and place of Jesus Christ himself. That is, the devil made himself great even to the degree of making himself God in the place of Jesus Christ. That is, Satan made himself to be God in the corporate Christian church during the great tribulation of God's judgment against the church from May 21, 1988 to when the many days of judgment day began on May 21, 2011, and even to this very day, as God continues to bring double punishment against the Christian church. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation 17:5 that you can click on. And that the time would come when Satan would rule in the corporate Christian temple or church is exactly what we also learn in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 2 through 5, which states, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, that is the day of Christ's appearing, shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin, that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the devil himself, and not a man, be revealed the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits, that is, rules in the temple of God, that is the corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? So, when the first sentence of our verse 11 states, yea, he, the little horn, magnified himself even to the prince of the host, we have learned once again, as we have seen in many passages in our studies of the Bible, this is not in one place, this is all over the place, that ever since Satan was released from the pit in which he had been bound by Christ ever since the time of the cross, to then finally be used by God to begin his final judgment on the world by first bringing it at the very house of God, beginning on May 21, 1988, and then on the whole world, beginning on May 21, 2011, Satan, that is the little horn, has been ruling over the Christian church in the place of the true Jesus Christ. He has been the perfect counterfeit Christ and Antichrist, as I said, also called the man of sin, though he's not a man. The beast, the son of perdition, and the abomination of desolation. Yea, he has magnified himself to the very place where the people of God once resided, the corporate Christian church, and to the degree of Jesus Christ. As we previously read and will now state once again, because it is so important to realize these things during these latter days in which we now find ourselves, and these are things that the churches are not teaching you. They're teaching it incorrectly. They've been blinded by God, so they can't see the truth, because they would not come out of the church. They would not listen to the Word of God. They will not disassemble their church and recognize that it has been given over to Babylon, the king of Babylon, Satan. And those who stay in there and are fighting, and there's many still trying to fight, they're fighting a losing battle, and they will lose and ultimately will be destroyed in the end, as they see those who are the true elect who came out of the church and are raptured to heaven, while they are left for the lake of fire. And this all happens on the last day. Yea, he has magnified himself to the very place where the people of God once resided, the corporate Christian church, and to the degree of Jesus Christ. And as it says in 2 Thessalonians 2, he opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that as God he sits, that is, rules in the temple of God, the corporate Christian church, showing himself that he is God. Now, our verse 11 continues by saying, and by him, that is the little horn, the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. The place of his sanctuary obviously refers to the whole corporate Christian temple or church. And as this scripture says, it was cast down. Since the corporate Christian church, which has been cast down, includes all Christian churches, we are being told that all Christian churches were cast down. And remember, this is spiritual language, not literal, like it was taken in the Old Testament, like it was referring to the old temple of God. It's referring to the new covenant temple of God today. It has a double application, and the one application for today is this, the one I have been saying. This is spiritual language, and so refers to the spiritual destruction of the whole Christian church, not the physical destruction. For instance, it is the spiritual destruction of your local Lutheran, Presbyterian, Baptist, Pentecostal, Reformed community, Catholic, you name it. And yes, all other Christian churches worldwide. There are no exceptions. God has given all Christian churches over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, called the little horn, the devil himself, for the spiritual casting down of them all, which, as we have learned, began on May 21, 1988, and was completed by September 7th, 1994 of the Great Tribulation. That's the exact same way in the Old Covenant literal application, where God's judgment came upon Judah first in 609 B.C., following the death of the last good king, Josiah. And then, in 587 B.C., some 22, 23 years later, the temple was completely destroyed. The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had completely destroyed it and wiped it out, even as on September 7th of the Great Tribulation that began on May 21, 1988, the king of Babylon, the devil himself, he has completely, spiritually destroyed and took over the Christian church. Now, This is so sad when we contemplate it, when we think deeply about it. And the result of it all continues even to this very day, with the devil himself still being permitted to rule over them in complete deception, because his double judgment is upon them. We, the eternal church, on the other hand, have long since departed out from all the Christian churches to obey the true Christ in declaring his final judgment both against the corporate Christian church and the whole world. We, his elect, will never be spiritually and eternally destroyed. But we are being used by our Lord Jesus Christ to bring his message of complete judgment both against the whole corporate Christian church and the entire world. As Christ exposes the ever-increasing great sins of the people in Satan's kingdom, and then eliminates them all forever on the last day in the soon-to-come lake of fire that will burn up the temporal outward garment of this earth and replace it with an eternal garment to make it the new earth in which righteousness only will dwell. And in that sense only, this earth shall exist forever. But now, looking further into our verse 11, not only did the little horn, that is Satan, spiritually cast down the whole corporate Christian church by having been granted and gaining rule over them all, but we read, by him, by the little horn, the daily sacrifice was taken away. To begin to understand this sentence, the spiritual meaning of this sentence, we first must recognize that the word sacrifice in the sentence, by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, does not exist in the original Hebrew text. Instead, our verse simply reads, by him the daily, literally the continual or the perpetual, was taken away. It is just assumed that God's people would understand or realize what this continual or perpetual refers to. And of course, to begin to understand just what the continual or the perpetual is, we must see how the word is used in other places of the Bible. To this end, the one Hebrew word, transliterated, hitamid, translated by the two words, the daily, in the sentence, by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, is only found 24 times in the Old Testament, according to a search done by the Interlinear Scripture Analyzer. That is, the one Hebrew word is translated as hitamid, pronounced hitamid, which translates as the daily, literally the continual or the perpetual, is found only 24 times in Holy Scripture. Every time except for one, this Hebrew word transliterated as hitamid or hitamid and translated as the continual or the perpetual refers to the daily sacrifices or offerings. That is, only once does it refer to the daily showbread that was to be kept perpetually or continually on the table of showbread within the holy place of the sanctuary. Numbers 4:7. It is never used to refer to the continual burning or light of the lampstand in the holy place, which, if I remember correctly, is how Mr. Camping had wrongly viewed it. Therefore, the translators of the authorized version of the King James Bible did a good job overall to translate it like they did, which is, once again, like this. By him, that is the little horn, the daily sacrifice was taken away. It would, though, be better to have translated it, at least literally, by him, that is the little horn, the daily sacrifices, plural, were taken away, since there was not just one single sacrifice in a day, but multiple sacrifices or offerings, both in the morning and the evening, and additional ones to these on a new moon day, a feast day, or a Sabbath day. But this will make no difference to our spiritual understanding of things. So we will discuss it no further. And nor will it make any difference to our understanding of these things, if it is to be content, if it is the referring to the daily showbread and not the daily sacrifices, because they all point to the same thing. They all point to the same person. And now we ask the question, what does it mean by him? The daily sacrifices, plural, were taken away. Well, most everyone already know that the Old Testament sacrifices of animals foreshadowed and pointed to the once and for all sacrifices of Jesus Christ when he came to earth to suffer and die on the cross and then be resurrected to eternally save all his people from their sins by their new spiritual birth at some point in their lives into Christ Jesus. Without that sacrifice, none of us could have been eternally saved. So spiritually, if the daily sacrifices were taken away, which all pointed to and represented the final one sacrifice of Christ, by which we are saved through the forgiveness of sins and the resurrection to eternal life, we are clearly being told that eternal salvation became no longer possible due to the little horn. Why? Because with the sacrifice of Christ having been removed or taken away, as the scripture declares, there would no longer be any payment for sin. And so eternal forgiveness would no longer be possible. And since the spiritual meaning or application of our verse applies to the corporate Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988, because they became the external temple, when the little horn, that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the man of sin, Satan himself, was given his seat of rule in the Christian church as the perfect counterfeit Christ in the place of the true Christ, as God's judgment against them all, to begin the spiritual great tribulation of the Bible. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. Salvation in the whole corporate Christian church and the whole world became no longer possible, beginning on May 21, 1988, because the sacrifices came to an end, according to Daniel, to begin the great tribulation. Fortunately, because God still had many of his elect to save out in the world and outside of any church at that time period of the great tribulation, which began on May 21, 1988, when no one could any longer be eternally saved due to the daily sacrifice, Jesus Christ, having been taken away. That is, the Holy Spirit who applies the sacrifice of Christ to one's heart was removed in the church, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and replaced by the counterfeit Christ. The Antichrist and devil himself was shortened, that period was shortened of the Great Tribulation to September 7th, 1994, that period having to do with salvation. And that's when the latter rain began and the great multitude of Revelation 7 was saved outside of and away from the whole corporate Christian church through ministries and people not under the authority of any Christian church. For God had already way back then forsaken the whole Christian church and continues to do so even to this very day. We read about God having shortened this time during the Great Tribulation in which salvation was made no longer possible in Mark 13, where we read in verses 19 through 20, "For in those days shall be affliction," that is great tribulation, "such as was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And again, we read in Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. That is, never before was there a time in which God did no longer save, as would have been from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Yes, that aspect of the Great Tribulation, which began on May 21, 1988, to do with no more salvation, would have continued to May 21, 2011. But for the elect's sake, that is, there was more of the elect yet to be saved in the world, it was shortened to September 7, 1994 instead, after which God did then save all the elect before the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And so salvation came to an end forevermore, because it was now the day of judgment and no longer the day of salvation, which by definition meant that eternal salvation came to an end forever in this world. And it just boggles the mind to see the blindness of the Christian churches. I see some churches preaching in Acts as if the gospel age is still continuing, as if God did not yet end salvation, as if the church age were not over. They are so lost. And we're told in Jeremiah not to pray for those people, for they're deserving what they get. The blindness that they have, they deserve, God says. Don't pray for them. Incredibly sad. And some of us have family members that are still in the church that won't listen to us, that have not listened to us, that think we're false prophets. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one that kills the prophets. Oh, Christian church, you are the one who kills the prophets. So in our study of Daniel 8, verse 11, we learned that he, that is the little horn, magnified himself even to the prince of the host. This, we discovered, meant that beginning on May 21, 1988, according to the very accurate biblical timeline of history, nobody's disproved it. Nobody has shown me anything to disprove it. This is when Judgment Day began at the house of God and the Great Tribulation began. The little horn, who is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, the beast, and the abomination of desolation, Satan himself magnified himself, that is, made himself great, even to the place and degree of Jesus Christ, who is the prince of the host, namely the chief of the armies or true people of God, who are no longer now in the church. In fact, the devil replaced the true Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ in the whole corporate Christian church, which included all Christian churches, without them even knowing it. God permitted this and, in fact, brought it about to bring his final judgment on the world, first at the house of God. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. The result of Satan ruling over the Christian church was its spiritual destruction by false gospels or Christ, and by the great deception of the Antichrist, the devil himself. And so our verse states, and the place of his sanctuary, that is the whole corporate Christian church, which includes every Christian church in every town, every city, every country, any place in the world, was cast down. The eternal church, God's true elect, on the other hand, followed the Holy Spirit and Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches by May 21, 2011. And so their lives have been spared outside from any Christian church and the spiritual plagues that have come upon it and rest upon them without them even realizing it. They are so blind. They have been being made ready outside of the church as a bride for her husband without spot or blemish, outside of any church. Those who have remained in a Christian church have already been deceived, and they are all worshiping the devil who now rules over them without even realizing it. It doesn't matter how moral they are or how much they think they know Christ or how much they think they follow Christ. The church has been defeated. And Jeremiah said, this is the way of, choose the way of life or the way of death. The way of life is to come out of the Christian church. The way of death is to stay in the Christian church. The whole thing makes us weep beyond measure, especially with earthly family members and friends involved in Satan's great deception over the church, while God also feeds them a strong delusion that they believe a lie, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Finally, we were told that by him, that is this little horn, the daily sacrifices were taken away. This is the saddest thing of all. Spiritually, it means that due to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, the beast, and the abomination of desolation, as I remind everyone continually, the devil himself, not a man, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ, which the Old Testament animal sacrifices pointed to, but only foreshadowed, was taken away. And spiritually, with no more sacrifice for sins, there could then be no more eternal forgiveness and salvation. Fortunately, that great tribulation period of no more salvation, both in the church and the world, which began on May 21, 1988, and was at that time set to end on May 21, 2011, when eternal salvation would end everywhere forever, was shortened to end on September 7, 1994 instead. Because there were still more of God's elect out in the world apart from the Christian church that had yet to be saved before Judgment Day began. Therefore, from September 7th, 1994, to when the many days of Judgment Day finally began on May 21, 2011, the latter rain came about by which that great multitude of God's elect, as described in Revelation 7, were saved out of the great tribulation and outside of and away from any forsaken Christian church. For they were all forsaken. For God had then forsaken the whole church on May 21, 1988, before the latter rain ever began. And so he would, at the time of the latter rain, only save his remaining elect out in the world and outside of the church. Indeed, no one has truly been eternally saved in or through the corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches, ever since May 21, 1988. Or May 21, 1988, I should say, and even to this day. And yes, what will be even to the very last day, even though there continue to be many counterfeit salvations taking place through the counterfeit Holy Spirit, who is the Antichrist and beast, the man of sin, the little horn, Satan himself, to deceive God's elect if that were possible into returning to the corporate Christian church where they would be in disobedience to the true Christ and so worshiping the perfect counterfeit Christ, the devil himself, just like all the churchgoers are now doing in these latter days of great deception without even realizing it. Even as they have been receiving the spiritual mark of the beast. And you can click on Revelation 13:16 to be reminded of that. Meaning they are not written in the Lamb's book of life, but given over to the beast by great deception. So, for all you who still think that God would never bring an end to salvation until the very end of the world, clearly, our verse of Daniel 8:11 speaks against you. For God did bring an end to eternal salvation in and through the Christian churches before the very end. Ever since May 21, 1988, when by him, that is the little horn, the daily sacrifice, and even if it's translated the daily showbread, because the bread also represents Jesus Christ. So, the daily sacrifice and the daily bread was taken away from the whole corporate Christian church due to the Holy Spirit having then departed out from them, which means all Christian churches worldwide, except, of course, the eternal church, who are the true elect that have long since obeyed Jesus Christ, to have left all the Christian churches just as the true Holy Spirit. And so eternal salvation had been removed from the midst of the corporate Christian church to allow for the counterfeit Holy Spirit in Christ, the devil, to take his place in the temple so that God's judgment would then begin at the house of God. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.